HYY News. We have breaking news at this hour. The indictment against South Jersey Democratic power broker George Norcross and his co-defendants has been dismissed by Superior Court Judge Peter Warshaw. WHYY New Jersey reporter Kenneth Burns joins us live with the details.
Tom, the 95-page ruling was issued today, just before the parties were scheduled to be in court tomorrow. In short, Warshaw concluded that the allegations made by state prosecutors do not constitute a crime, there was no racketeering enterprise, and that the charges were outside of the statute of limitations for those who don't watch Law and Order. That's the timeline that prosecutors needed to take in order to bring charges to a court. Also, the judge specifically said that former Camden Mayor Dana Redd was not a member of the enterprise and did not commit any official misconduct. An email from NorcrossTheTruth.com called this momentous news. Attorney General Matt Placken, not so much. He said prosecutors disagreed strongly with Warshaw's decision and would appeal immediately. Warshaw stayed his decision for 45 days to give prosecutors time to follow through on appealing his decision. Tom?
That's WHYY's Kenneth Burns giving us the latest in the Norcross case. Hotels in Center City, Philadelphia sold more than 11,000 rooms around the Eagles Super Bowl parade weekend. We also know that leading up to that weekend, there was a bunch of other rooms. The Greater Philadelphia Hotel Association reported three playoff weekends leading up to the Super Bowl, hotel room revenue spiked $2.7 million. That's up 37% from the same weekends a year before. Occupancy soared by 90% for that weekend of the Super Bowl parade, and revenue increased a whopping 164%. And in sports, LaSalle University will honor men's basketball coach Fran Dunphy ahead of his team's final home game tonight. He's won 623 games at LaSalle, Penn, and Temple. His team made the NCAA